Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Memor by Avram Goldhar and today Maseches Gittin Dav Chavav, the third parak Kohaget. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hakosev Tosfei Gittin, one who writes Tosfim, the standard elements of Gittin, in advance. Tzarek Shiyaniach Makam Ish, Makam Isha, Makam Azman. He must leave blank the space of the man's name, the woman's name, and the date, called the Torev. The parallel spaces of a loan or sale document must be similarly left blank. It concludes Mifnei HaTakanah. This rule is for the purpose of improvement of a potential problem. Three pshatim of this last phrase are given. Rav Yonason says Mifnei HaTakanah Sofer, it's for the improvement of the scribe. The Tana is Rabbi Elazar who holds the Torah requires Lishma. Ideally, the rabbis would have required the Tofes to be written Lishma as well, lest one forget to write the Torah Lishma. But to enable Sofer to have get forms in advance, allowed them to write the Tofes beforehand. Chizki explains Mishum Katata, it's because of quarreling. The Tana is Rabbi Meir, who does not require the writing to be Lishma. Fundamentally, the entire get could be written before him, but the rabbis were concerned that the wife would overhear a scribe writing a Torah with her name, suspect the husband requested it, and come to quarrel with him. Avimi explains Mishum Takanas Agunos, to avoid the problem of Agunos, which the Gemara goes on to explain can apply according to each Tana. Point number two, the Mishnah implies that a space must be left for the date of a get, even in the case of an Arusa. Now, the Gemara wonders about its necessity. If the date is Mishum Basar Choso, so that one cannot protect his wife who had illicit relations, incurring the death penalty, it understandably applies equally to an Arusa. But if it's Mishum Peri, to prevent the husband from selling her produce beyond the divorce, since the husband never owned the Arusa's produce, why should a pre-date get be invalid? Rav Amman reported that Ul explained Mishum Takanas Avlad for the benefit of the child, but only understood what he meant after he heard a Braisa. The one who writes a get for his arusa, which he intends to use after Nisuin, it is not a get. Ula explained gezer shemi yomu geta kod mulevna. It's a gezer because people might say her get preceded her child. That is, if the date precedes the Nisuin and the conception of her child, people will erroneously think she was actually divorced on that earlier date and the child was conceived out of wedlock. To avoid this disgrace of the family, Gittin whose dates were followed by relations were rabbinically invalidated. For the same reason, they require the space of an Arusa's get to be left blank until it's given. And point number three, Rav said the halakha follows Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah, who disallows writing the tofes of a get in advance and called him Tuvina de Hakimi, the most fortunate among wise men. The Gemara infers that Rav means to rule entirely like Rabbi Elazar, including his saying that one may write the tofes of all other documents which do not require Lishma. The Gemara said they should be invalid for a different reason. Rapapi quoted Rav as saying that a basin certification of signatures, which is written before the signatures are confirmed, is invalid, even if the judges sign afterwards because mechzik hashikra, it appears like falsehood. All documents written in advance should likewise be invalid. The Gemara concludes we're not concerned about mechzik hashikra. This can be proven from Rabbi Yochanan's statement that a document which was used for a loan which was paid cannot be used for technical reasons, but not because it appears like falsehood. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hakosev Tosfei Gittin, one who writes Tosfim, the standard elements of Gittin, in advance, Tzarek Shiyaniach Makam Ish, Makam Isha, Makam Azman. He must leave blank the space for the man's name, the woman's name, and the date, called the Torev. The parallel spaces of a loan or sale document must be similarly left blank. It concludes Mifnei HaTakanah. This rule is for the purpose of improvement of a potential problem. Three pshatim of this last phrase are given. Rav Yonason says Mifnei HaTakanah Sofer, it's for the improvement of the scribe. The Tana is Rabbi Elazar who holds the Torah requires Lishma. Ideally, the rabbis would have required the Tofes to be written Lishma as well, lest one forget to write the Torah Lishma. But to enable Sofer to have get forms in advance, allowed them to write the Tofes beforehand. Chizki explains Mishum Katata, it's because of quarreling. The Tana is Rabbi Meir, who does not require the writing to be Lishma. Fundamentally, the entire get could be written before him, but the rabbis were concerned that the wife would overhear a scribe writing a Torah with her name, suspect the husband requested it, and come to quarrel with him. Avimi explains Mishum Takanas Agunos, to avoid the problem of Agunos, which the Gemara goes on to explain can apply according to each Tana. Point number two, the Mishnah implies that a space must be left for the date of a get, even in the case of an Arusa. Now, the Gemara wonders about its necessity. If the date is Mishum Basar Choso, so that one cannot protect his wife who had illicit relations, incurring the death penalty, it understandably applies equally to an Arusa. But if it's Mishum Peri, to prevent the husband from selling her produce beyond the divorce, since the husband never owned the Arusa's produce, why should a pre-date get be invalid? Rav Amman reported that Ul explained Mishum Takanas Avlad for the benefit of the child, but only understood what he meant after he heard a Braisa. The one who writes a get for his Arusa, which he intends to use after Nisuin, it is not a get. Ula explained gezer shemi yomu geta kod mulevna. It's a gezer because people might say her get preceded her child. That is, if the date precedes the Nisuin and the conception of her child, people will erroneously think she was actually divorced on that earlier date and the child was conceived out of wedlock. To avoid this disgrace of the family, Gittin, whose dates were followed by relations, were rabbinically invalidated. For the same reason, they required the space of an Arusa's get to be left blank until it's given. And point number three, Rav said the halakha follows Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah, who disallows writing the tofas of a get in advance and called them tuvina de hakimi, the most fortunate among wise men. The Gemara infers that Rav means to rule entirely like Rabbi Elazar, including his saying that one may write the tofas of all other documents which do not require lishma. The Gemara said they should be invalid for a different reason. Rav Papi quoted Rav as saying that a basin certification of signatures, which is written before the signatures are confirmed, is invalid, even if the judges sign afterwards, because mechzik hashikra, it appears like falsehood. All documents written in advance should likewise be invalid. The Gemara concludes we're not concerned about mechzik hashikra. This can be proven from Rabbi Yochanan's statement that a document which was used for a loan which was paid cannot be used for technical reasons, but not because it appears like falsehood. All right, so now we go to our siman daf chavav, and our standard siman is a military coup, and we often use a soldier in the siman. So here goes. The soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofer, writing the tofus of a get to make sure the torif was left blank, caught him trying to incorrectly predate an arusa's get. Just as a military judge entered and forbade the sofer from writing even the tofus of a get in advance, but allowed him to do so for other documents. So once again, some motion. The soldier in green fatigues, that must be on daf chavav, military coup. The soldier in green fatigues standing guard over a sofa writing the tofas of a get to make sure the torif was left blank, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hakosiv Tosvei Gidden, one who writes Tosvei of Gidden in advance, Tzarech Sheyaniach Makam Ha'ish, Makam Ha'ish, Makam Ha'zman. He must leave blank the space for the man's name, the woman's name, and the date, called the torif. The parallel spaces of a loan or sale document must be similarly left blank. It concludes, Mifnei HaTakana, this rule is for the purpose of an improvement of a potential problem. Three pshatim of what this takana is are given. So the soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the topos of a get to make sure the torif was left blank caught him trying to incorrectly predate an arusa's get, which reminds the Gemara teaches a predated get is invalid for an arusa, mifnei takanas havlad, for the benefit of the child. It's a gezer because people might say her get preceded her child. That is, if the day precedes their nisuin and the conception of her child, people will mistakenly think she was actually divorced on that earlier date and the child was conceived out of wedlock. So, the soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the tofas of a get to make sure the toref was left blank caught him trying to incorrectly predate an arusa's get. Just as a military judge entered and forbade the sofa from writing even the tofas of a get in advance, but allowed him to do so for other documents, which reminds us, Rav said the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar of the Mishnah, who disallows writing the tofas of a get in advance. And the Gemara infers that Rav means to rule entirely like Rabbi Elazar, including a saying that one may write the tofas of all other documents, which do not require lishma. So once again, the soldier in green fatigue standing guard over a sofa writing the tofas of a get to make sure the toref was left blank caught him trying to incorrectly predate an arusa's get. Just as a military judge entered and forbade the sofer from writing even the tofas of a get in advance, but allowed him to do so for other documents. All right, so now it's time for four blah bah chazar. Daf chav beis. So the simmer daf chav beis is a cab. So here goes. The driver from the green gittin cab company. Cab? That must be on daf chav beis. The driver from the green gittin cab company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses various laws of kinyan as they apply to perforated pots. If a person owned vegetables growing in someone else's perforated pot, and he purchased the pot, kevin shemasha kana, once he drew the pot near, he acquired the pot with meshicha, which can acquire portable items. But if the owner of the pot purchased the vegetables, well, kana ad shiyachzik bezroim, he does not acquire them until he makes a chazaka on the vegetables. Since they're considered attached to the ground through the perforations, they require a kinyan of chazaka like any karka, such as weeding or hoeing. So, the driver from the green gittin cab company, who was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot, whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branches were in Chutz La'aretz, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the laws of Meiser as applies to perforated pots. If the pot's perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, and its branch extends into foreign land, Abaye says, Basa nikvo azlinan. We follow its perforation regarding Meiser, and since it's growing in Eretz Yisrael, it's obligated in Meiser. Rava says, Basa nofo azlinan. We follow the branch regarding Meiser. So this plant is exempt from Meiser. The Gemara clarifies that if it took root in the ground of Eretz Yisrael, no one argues, and it is chayv in Meiser, since it's physically rooted in Eretz Yisrael. Their argument is b'dilo ashrush, where it did not take root. So the driver from the Green Gittin cab company was waiting patiently to pick up a passenger doing a chazaka to purchase some vegetables that were in his perforated pot, which was right next to another pot whose perforation was in Eretz Yisrael, but the plant's branch was in Chutz La'aretz, was approached by a frantic woman with a get written on erased parchment who needed to get to Beis Din quickly and present it on the same day. It was given, which reminds us, the Tanakhama on the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Alpha Mebeza taught that a get cannot be written on erased or unfinished parchment because it can be forged. But the Chumim say it's valid. The Gemara explains that the Chumim is Rabbi Elazar who holds Eidei Mesirakarti, the witnesses to the delivery, enable the get to sever the marriage. Those witnesses who must testify to the delivery before she can marry will realize if the get has been altered. Two disputes are recorded about the extent of this ruling. The first being that Rabbi Elazar the Amora said that can only be relied on if she presents the get on the same day it was given. But afterwards, we are concerned the get had a condition attached, and she forged it to remove the condition. Since time elapsed from the divorce, the witnesses may not recall the condition. But Rabbi Yochanan says she can present the get for up to 10 days, and we assume the witnesses would recall any conditions attached to the get. Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Zimmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The child who got out first at the green Kugelach game. Kugelach, that must mean we're in Daf Chaf Gimel. The child who got out first at the green Kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous stop said, HaKol K'sher L'chtov as a get afil cher shot v'katan. All are qualified to write a get, even a deaf mute, an insane person, and a minor, although they lack the mental competence to write Lishma. Rav Huna clarifies, provided that a competent adult stands over him and instructs him to write the get for these particular people. An idolater cannot write a get, even with the Yisrael standing over him, because over kochavim l'daita d'navshi abed. An idolater acts according to his own mind, and we cannot rely on his following instructions. So, the child who got out first at the green Kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't, because he's not a b'nei bris, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan said that an eved cannot act as a shaliach for a get, l'fi she'enu b'torah's get and b'kedushim, because he's not included in the law of Jewish divorce and marriage. Blazer challenged the implication that whoever is included in the law may act as a shaliach for it, because an idolater has the capacity to declare truma on his produce, yet the Mishnah teaches that he cannot be a shaliach to separate truma from Yisrael. The Gemara ultimately answers that the pasuk teaching shlichus says, gam atem, also you, requiring that just as you are b'nei bris, parties to the covenant of milah and mitzvos, your shaliach must be as well. An idolater is thus specifically excluded from ever acting as a shaliach, but a slave is not. So, the child who got out first at the green Kugelach game, who was asked to write a get with a competent adult, instructing him, mistakenly gave the get to an idolater to be the shaliach, who can't, because he's not a b'nei bris. And then ran back to tell his friends that he saw a master give his shivcha a get shichra and tell her, you remain a shivcha, but your fetus is hereby freed. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses an eved being makabel get shichra on behalf of another eved, and brings a brace which teaches that if someone hands a get shichra to his maidservant and tells her, you remain a maidservant, but your fetus is hereby freed, she acquires the get on the fetus's behalf, which proves that she can receive a get for another from her own master. He answers that the brisa is Rebbe's opinion that HaMashachru Chetzi Avdo Kana, one who frees half his slave, the slave acquires that half of himself. Because Rebbe also holds Uber Yerach Imo, a fetus is like the mother's thigh, this act of freeing the fetus is the equivalent of freeing one of her limbs. Dav Chav Dalad, so the Zimmer Dav Chav Dalad is a pitcher. So here goes. The woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher, that must be one Dav Chav Dalad, Kad. The woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtav, Ubafani Nechtam, which reminds the Gemara discusses when a woman bring your own get, must say, Bafani Nechtav, Ubafani Nechtam. After several attempts are rejected, it answers that the husband told her, Havi Shalich Halacha Admatis Hatzim, be an agent for delivery until you arrive there at the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, Vikimatis Hatzim Shavi Shalich HaKabbalah. And when you arrive there, point to Shalich for receiving the get from you, since that's the time of divorce, and Bafani Nechtav is required. So, the woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtab Ubafani Nechtam, overheard scribes trained to write Gittin dictating a get to be written with certain names. Which reminds us, the third paragraph begins, Kol get shenechtav shalosh shum isha pasul. Any get written not for the sake of the woman being divorced is invalid. To illustrate this principle, the Mishnah teaches four cases of increasing novelty. The first one is one overheard scribes dictating a get to be written with particular names, which matched his and his wife's names. The Gemara clarifies that these are scribes trained to write Gittin who did not write for divorce purpose. So the woman who brought her get from Medina Siam in a green pitcher and said, Bafani Nechtab, Ubafani Nechtam, overheard scribes trained to write Gittin dictating a get to be written with certain names, while a man named Yosef Yosef ben Shimon holding a green pitcher with a shtar chov in it, stood next to his neighbor named Yosef ben Shimon, who was holding an empty green pitcher, which reminds us, the Gemara infers from the third case of the Mishnah that one may use a get written for one wife, although his other wife has an identical name. The woman for whom the get was originally written, who produces the get in court, will be able to marry without concern that it was given to the other wife. Rava says, Zosomer, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon hadarim bi'ir achas. This proves that two people named Yosef ben Shimon, for example, living in the same city, Motzin, Shtar Chov, Ba'al-Kherim, may produce a loan document against others, and the borrower cannot claim that the true lender is the other person with that name, since the shtar is in this man's possession. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary? That must be more on Daf Chaf Hei. The guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first, which reminds us, Rav Hoshaya asked Rav Yehuda, if one said to a sofer, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first, what is the halacha? Can Breira be applied to retroactively consider the get written for the one who later exited the doorway? He resolved it from our mission, which taught that if a sofer was asked to write a get for the wife which he'll later choose, it's invalid, proving we do not rely on Breira. So the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first that they screamed at him that Breira doesn't work, whether one is told b'das atzmo or told b'das acherim, which reminds us, Rava said that anyone who relies on Breira does so in both cases of told b'das atzmo but told b'das acherim. Anyone who does not in either case. So the guests at the green-themed silver anniversary party for a man and his two wives were so horrified when they saw the husband hired a sofer to write a get for the wife that left the party first, that they screamed at him that Breira doesn't work, whether one is told b'das asmo or told b'das acherim, and refused to drink from the kusi tevel wine upon which he declared the Truman and Meiser, who later separated, are designated now. Which reminds us, Rav Misharshi attempted to prove that two Tanaim do make the distinction between told b'das asmo and told b'das acherim. He first established Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both do not rely on Breira in a case of told b'das asmo from a brais where one wishes to drink from kusi wine which is Tevel and declares that the Truman Meiser who later separated are designated now. Both Tanaim do not allow him to drink based on this method, apparently because they do not rely on Breira in such a case. Rava rejects this proof because their position by Truma of wine is not because of Breira, but out of concern that the wineskin might break open and the wine will spill out before separating the Truma Meiser. This will result in his having drunk Tevel retroactively. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we discuss when a woman bringing her own get? Masse b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam. That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you want a shivcha can acquire a get for a fetus since uber yerch imo? The fetus is considered a limb of the mother. That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is regarding Breira when one said to the sofa, write a get for whichever wife exits the doorway first? That's on Daf Cafe. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn one can write tosfim of a get in advance but must leave the Torah blank b'fnei ha'takana? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we machlokes is whether a plant in a perforated pot that's in Eretz Yisrael but its branches in Chutz La'aretz is chayv in Meisers or not? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that just as a woman's hand acquires with and without her consent, so too a kinyan chatzer must acquire with and without her consent? That's on Daf Chafav. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah does not permit even writing the tofus of a get in advance? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we discuss a case of Sofrim training to write Gittin who did not write for a divorce purpose? That's on Daf Chavdal. Good. Number 9. Which stuff they want to predate a get for Narusa is invalid. Mifnei Tekanas Havlad. That's on Daf. Chavav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff they want to Rava said that anyone who relies on Breira does so in both cases of Tol B'das Asmo but Tol B'das Acherim, and anyone who does not in either case. That's on Daf. Chavhei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.